Welcome back, students. Let us get into an important chapter on materials management, particularly the measuring material management performances. So how do we do it? How do we go about it? These details we will discuss in this entire chapter. What we do is try to understand the objective of this particular session. At the end of the session, you will be in a position to understand the importance of performance measurement. Why do we need to do so? To develop and implement scientific approach for the measuring techniques. Then get information about various parameters which require to do the performance analysis. Learn various techniques and methods for performance review. How do we do it? This is how that is a very specific objective of this particular session. Introduction of the subject is like, there are four basic steps in measuring the performance of any manager or department. How it is done here, define first the limit of the job, the boundaries of the job, and what is to be performed as in this job and the roles and responsibility. When you mean of roles and responsibility, naturally to define the roles and the roles and responsibilities. Once you define the responsibility, you know what to achieve, So the objectives are then set in, that objective to achieve within these limits, within these parameters of your role, and this is your responsibility. So what is to be achieved? To achieve that, you have to develop certain kind of program. So what are those programs and how do we create this program? And then look at the progress, progress in the sense vis-a-vis the previous year or previous parameters and etc. Then it is, whether you are in the right track or what is the correct reaction, etc. to be done. So it is very, very important the chapter to understand the performance measures on any activity, in particularly if you are looking at materials management process and purchase management process, it's very, very critical. The limits of the objects are defined by the organization's structure and policy and procedures. Always the objectives and the role and responsibilities are defined within the framework of company's overall structure. That is, once it is defined and the roles and responsibilities are well defined within the parameters. For an example, low operating cost of acquisition, possession, low payroll, low price or purchase material, minimum investment inventory, high inventory turnover is one of the objective possible, superior supplier performance, quality, delivery time, vendor relationship, etc. Development of material personnel is developing skills towards scientific approach for procurement and effective management of procurement processes and good records. Let's get into define how to develop the program. The qualitative goals, in any goals there will be qualitative and quantitative and qualitative. The quantitative goals are more towards defining the details which are measurable, easily assigned with a value, etc. Where the qualitative goals are more towards the supporting elements to achieve that. Quantitative roles, detailed budget to control operating costs and specific cost reductions and inventory management performances. These are all very, very, very specific in numbers, which we can assign a value to it, and also we can have reference point through which we can match our performances, performance review. Qualitative goals, better supplier relationship. It is more, in a form of relationship management, personal management, record management, etc., which are more towards qualitative. The materials manager should have a program for the department to achieve these goals. In addition, he should require each of the key subordinates to develop programs to achieve similar goals. So, the program is always developed based on the company's overall policies and the objective. From that objective, on the boundaries of the roles is defined, the particular elements falls under this particular purchasing activity is part of developing the program. Once it is reached at the department level, it is subsequently broken into the people at the lowest level. So all the goals are defined very, very clearly. Goals are objective or depends upon the company. It is being defined so as we know, and it is part of qualitative and quantitative and qualitative. Naturally, we can review that, you know, performance against the set parameters. The quantitative phases of the performance measure get more attention for the following reason. Quantitative data are more objective, it's very, very clear. Quantitative data usually change faster because it is dynamic. It's how the the data flows through, the entire thing changes faster. Quantitative data are more directly related to company profits because these numbers are assigned to financial deliveries in form of many factors. So naturally, these are all easy to be defined based on the company objective, then the functional objective, then the purchase manager objective, and then till the last person in the hierarchy. Control of operating cost. Just controlling cost alone not sufficient. A purchasing department whose operating costs are equal to 100 rupees per purchase order it issues, it considered more efficient than one spends rupees 120 per purchase order. This is false concept. Control of operating cost is just one objective of the material department, not the most important one. You cannot decide your performance just with few numbers. Example, one material department can save 500 by buying materials at lower prices for year for every rupee, and it can save from its operating cost. However, the best material department would have high operating costs because they have highly skilled personnel drawing higher salary. So, control of operating costs. So, controlling of operating cost, nevertheless, control of operating cost is still a very important objective where there are no control. Cost would soon get out of hand because there is no control, naturally the cost will, reach bounds and go out of our control. Operating cost should be budgeted as part of the overall materials plan. It is based on the past history and based on the company's objective. There should be a budget for that. So naturally we can look at that performances of our operating cost based on the budget, whether we are going beyond what is budgeted or how we can improve upon this operating cost. Performance can be measured in two ways. Measurement of productivity of the persons employed in material department with either absolute or relative standards. Measurement of success in controlling direct materials department expenses by comparing actual costs with budgeted costs. So as I stated in the earlier statement, there is a baseline through which we can measure our performance, so as whether we are going beyond the baseline or within the baseline or bettering the baseline. That is one. That is again the productivity related activity, so as we can in relative terms we can evaluate that that method as well. Control of personnel. Again, each and every employee is based on the company objective and the functional objective, the overall and also the budget. The objective of individual should be setting in this process. Again, within the control of their job role and profile, and what is the criteria they have to deliver upon those output based on the job responsibility, we can set in those parameters clear for evaluation. More exact methods like time studies can be used to measure these less skilled jobs. If you have introduced even incentive pay on certain jobs, which doesn't require more skill, but it is more of how good or effective you are. So as we can individually incentive plan for certain kind of jobs. The materials manager rarely has any problem controlling his biggest operating cost. That is wages and salaries. He gets his personal budget approved and allows for salary adjustment. He does not grant salary increase or increase his staff in excess of the budget. So the material manager doesn't have the authority to increase the salary or getting a new person addition to the company unless it is budgeted. Other expenses like travel, telephone bills, office supplies, etc. are harder to control. They vary with the rupee volume of purchase, the number of supplier, number of employees in the department. They have to be controlled and to be brought within the budget. So certain parameters are, you know, easy to difficult, it is very difficult to manage. So, but it is easy and also very difficult to assess individually. But we have to work on overall parameters of what is the budget, towards the budget. How much we can, you know, effectively deliver within the budget or lesser than the budget and not overshooting the budget. This is one of the controlling input for direct cost. Salaries and other direct costs are not ends in themselves. They are incurred to achieve results. The material manager is concerned with the quantity and quality of the output of the staff. It involves comparison of actual operating costs with the tangible output, number of purchase order issued, the rate at which requisitions are processed, stock withdrawal, receivable, and so on. So, it's very important to control these factors and then define certain process and parameters to manage it effectively. So, the efficiencies are brought in, so naturally the outputs are, you know, as desired. So, in this process, ongoing basis, we can go on improvising the way we operate. Two other commonly used measures of purchasing clerical efficiency are the cost per order and cost of purchasing as per percentage of rupee volume purchase. So, how much money we spend to create, to place an order, and how do we control, you know, going forward? What are the methods and techniques and we'll adopt? So, as we go on over a period, we can reduce even a cost of placing an order effectively. Control of prices. The purchasing manager is also interested in the quality of the work being done. He wants to know how efficiently, effectively the staff is contributing to the company's profits objective. One of the elements which we talked about, how to control the procurement cost as well as the price of the component which we are buying without compromising the quality of the inputs. The biggest contribution comes when cost of purchased materials are reduced. Is one of the thought process, if we reduce the cost of procuring any input, so naturally it will lead to a saving. Department operating costs are usually almost trivial compared to what it spent for purchased parts and material. If we overall cost structure, if you look at the price, the cost which is spent mostly is on purchased parts and material. So, more effective and focus on that yield better results than on smaller elements in the initial stage. Initial stage, we should look at what is the best and how effectively we can administer that practice so as we can get best results out of it, and then move on to other trivial activities and control those effectively, and introducing better process and methods, natural it will yield some results there too. Performance in meeting the price objective can be measured in three ways: by comparing actual cost with material budget, so against the budget where we are, by cost reduction reports. We can continuously monitor through various programs on which how the cost is being reduced over a period without compromising the quality and the time of delivery. By price indexes, also we can compare certain price indexes which are commodity based. We can look at that, what is the price indexes against which where we are faring towards our buying components. Purchase materials budget, price performance is directly related to the overall company objective when actual costs are compared with the purchased material budget. So, budget is always done based on the past experiences and certain kind of inputs coming in form of plans. So, naturally, all the performance against the budget is one critical factor which will throw up much easier, results while comparing our actual versus the budget. It will help you to redefine your budget or redefining the way you do, procurement plans. The performance is measured by means of variant accounts that show the difference between actual cost and budgeted cost. As we stated in the earlier statement, if it is one indicator through which we can put most of the things in track, whether it is on track or we have to have some modification changes to be within the budget, or always it is better than the budget. Variance can arise both because the unit cost of the material was different from the plan, or because waste or scrap varied. Former is the material manager's responsibility, later is the manufacturing manager's responsibility, unless the extra scrap is resulted from defective purchase material. So there are two elements to it. Variances is happening because on which the budget is made versus actually what we procured. This responsibility lies with the purchase managers or procurement manager, who is to see his procurement activities are within the budget, and of course it is all product quality product coming in, so there is no increase incremental cost than budget. While the other responsibility lies with manufacturing manager to avoid losses, yield losses or scrap being generated at the time of production activity, unless the product is not defective. Natural, the both can work together and see that the entire bought out items are within the budget. The material budget has serious shortcoming. Material budget includes only direct materials. Most companies spend substantial sums of indirect materials, which we stated. Most of the budgets are being generated through the component which is going directly to the directly to make the product, and there are other indirect materials are not part of it, because it is difficult to assign the value because it falls within overall cost factor. Actual costs show up in variance accounts weeks after they are incurred. Most of the time when we review, the actual cost show up only when there is a variance report comes after many days of the week. It's by the time we would have incurred certain losses to the company. Variance figures rarely show why price is changed. Usually the price increases and decreases are balanced against one another and are not segregated. In addition, cost department records are not set up for item by item analysis. As I stated, there is a possibility there can be increase or decrease, but overall things are within the budget. But if the department is not maintaining a separate record of item by item analysis, naturally the purchase material budget overshoot or can happen. Most materials department maintain their own records over cost reduction efforts. All the materials department naturally maintain their to show up their focus on cost reduction efforts, and then they can share it time to time. The simplest and one of the most effective control over purchasing cost is a daily or weekly report of price changes on purchased material. If you are tracking this on a weekly cycle and then reviewing it regular basis, it is a better focus on cost reduction. The report lists each item on which there is any price change, the reason for price change, amount of the price change, the percentage of change of the cost per month. By doing this exercise, you can track the changes, why the change occurred, what is the percentage of change occurred, plus or minus. So as you look at in a weekly basis and then looking at a monthly cycle, so as the cost reduction focus can be brought in case of overshooting on the spends. The cost reduction report further helps to cost reduction measures related to the performance of individual buying or group buying. It is possible to review. Report can be used to generate healthy spirit of competition among the various buying groups. It is possible that there are certain segments of group buying happening from one set of people, another set of people. They can show improvement in each group, so as you can bring in value to the purchase functions and activities, so to the company. Usually the cost reduction target is determined as a percentage of purchase cost for each group. Cost reduction quotas of 2 to 3% are common. The targets are translated into estimated absolute quotas, which are subject to change Should actual rupee volume of purchase be purchases be different from forecasted value? The cost reduction, you know, there are possibility of determining the cost reduction against the budget, you know, can be seen either in a form of group or by, you know, by individual item. So the focus can, you know, be brought in where we can bring more efficiency of managing that item by optimal inventory management or just in time arrivals, or, you know, many process we can define for a cost reduction process. An overall quota should be set for the entire material department. It should be based on an economic forecast, which we said and used in the past history, past demand and future expected demand and plans. Based on that, what type of material requirement planning process, so as what is to procure, so as what type of efficiency we can bring in this element. Price forecast for key commodities, definitely this can be easily able to do through various tools available or exist in the system. Past performance is one, yes, definite. How many parts or how many supplier vendor base we have and how we have performed in the past, so as you know we can look at the possible improvement in those area. Relation to company profit objectives, how we fared against the company's overall profit objective, so as you know the direct relation on the contribution by the purchase department. Opinions of material personnel, we can collect a lot of thoughts, ideas, inputs from material personnel within and also our own network among this role. After an overall quota is agreed upon, individual quota are set for each group following the same basic criteria which we stated, like once it is done overall, done for a company, and then it is for in a function, and then for the functional head, and so as an individual group and individual. So this is the basic criteria. All the price reductions are not the results of bias efforts. The market price drop, products are redesigned to reduce cost and so on. It is also possible some of the programs are based on cost reduction related to market fluctuations, price drops, and some of the reconsideration of replacing the existing parts with the new part, etc., to reduce the cost. Price increases may reflect superior performance on the part of buyer when they are held below the amount justified by increase in wages and cost of raw material. You are looking at a chart that compare the actual cost reduction with quotas can help simulate interest in reducing the prices in addition to serving as measure of performance. You can look at there is a program and where is actual. So you are seeing you performed up to June within the program and then we have exceeded this one. So how we can look at these elements, where we exceeded and why exceeded, how it is contributed, is because of prediction, error or any other element. So naturally we can look at that performance measures improved subsequently. Price indexes. Although weekly or daily price changes reports are useful to keep materials management informed of the price volatility, but actions by subordinates are very important, so as this kind of information are flowing through the system, so corrective actions are taken in appropriate time before big damage happening in the entire activity. With a price index, on the other hand, estimates can be made with the precision. In addition, they can be related directly to the cost of the company's product, which we stated. There will be fewer errors and less clerical work, since a good index need contain only about 15% of the total items. So even we are talking about 50 to 60% of the spends are through purchases. And also, if you look at the component which contributes the 50-60%, almost 15% of the total item must be contributing the major, cost or inputs. So naturally, we can focus on those, components and bring down and very clearly focus on the cost reduction program. Once the overall index is established and a price reporting system is operating, it requires relatively less effort to break up index items by buying group, so that each group has its own index. This permits companies both for performance evaluation and to generate a spirit of competition. As we stated, Once it is done, overall index is established, then it can be broken down into group level and then individual item level and then individual personal level. So we can focus and bring in various levels of cost saving programs, and the incentive, if need there is an incentive to achieve that, so overall cost reduction programs are achieved in totality. Then looking at inventory performance, every materials manager strives to operate with the minimum inventories, provide that in so doing he does not jeopardize the achievement of other objectives. It is also called optimal inventory management. Many inputs goes into that, so as the fluctuations are normalized, and then we are maintaining a lean inventory, lean system, so as the entire process developed towards this program. In some companies, inventory performance is measured simply by comparing present inventories with those some base period. As I said, there is a base period is the best achieved in the past. So naturally, that will be the your base against which how what is your performance? How you can do better and improve upon that parameter. The need for inventory would vary with the level of output. So when the company is growing and it is improving their market share, naturally the inventory levels also subsequently will change. So more sophisticated approach is to set the inventory standard for various level of output is also important. When the quantity is increasing, naturally you are to be supported with appropriate inventory or optimal inventory management is critical, and still maintain a lean manufacturing cycle. If 1 crore rupees in inventory is needed for production volume of 1 crore rupees per month, less than 2 crore rupees in inventory is needed for production volume of 2 crore rupees per month. The inventory can be measured as a rate of turnover, annual rupee volume of purchase divided by average purchase material inventory. This is a basic inventory principle of defining inventory turnover. Whenever possible, that inventory standard should be established for every subclass of inventory. As we stated, we can classify the product groups which contribute the major spends. So, as for an example, we can classify ABC, and based on that contribution of individual components or components, and establish the right level of inventory for that, because it must be a fast moving larger volume and it has to be maintained just in time methodology to maintain lean principles, and keep which are fluctuating too often, like B or C item, can be appropriately inventorized. So overall inventory is optimized and still achieved our best customer service efforts. Obsolescence should be also been budgeted. Obsolescence in the sense it is possible, or it is sometime we may generate some obsolescence in the system, so we have to have a budget of not exceeding certain limits, so you can have a better control on obsolescence, and also to define a process to eliminate those type of inventory in the system.